今天很高兴能够在这里有说英语的年轻的朋友和我们在一起。同时今天我发现我们会有同步的翻译。
I'll be translating for you today.
Okay. 那我们今天先低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你在这个你复活的日子，特别在纪念你从死里复活的那一天。
Lord God, we thank you for today, and we come before you on this joyous occasion.
主也求主你你的圣灵特别与我们同在。
Yeah, Lord, we thank you for your blessings.
让我们在你面前聚集的时候，我们同被一个圣灵来感动。
I pray that together as one body that we come and praise you.
也求主你保守 Ethan 和我们可以一同的把你的话语传讲的清楚。
And I pray for your guidance as I seek to translate your word in English.
这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
I pray in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那今天呢是复活节哈，我们想要和各位分享的一段信息呢，是在复活节常常来用的。We're going to share the scripture that's often been quoted.
Yeah, share the scripture.
那假如你有圣经的话，我们先念中文，然后再念英文哈。假如你两个都愿意念的话，那更好哈。我们翻到路加。
We're going to read Luke 24, verse 13 through 35.
好，那我们先念中文的。你有中文圣经的，盼望你翻到，然后念完以后不要把它关起来。我们今天讲到都是用这段经文。
Right, we're going to read Chinese first, and please keep your Bibles.
好，我们翻到我们一同来念，请。正当那日，门徒中两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫哥留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都大有大能，和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。但我们素来，而且这事成就已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的真如妇女所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。耶稣怎样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像要往前行，他们却强留他说，时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去，要同他们同住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣本来足谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见11个使徒和他们同聚在一处，说，主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。 我们再请 Ethan 一起来念英文的。
Luke 24 verse 13. Now that same day two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going to go farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them, assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread.
Thank you. 这一段我们刚刚念的经文,
this passage we just read,
在记载耶稣基督复活的很多故事里面, 大概是最有人情味、最幽默、最跟我们有关的一段。
This is probably one of the most pertinent and the most wonderful passages concerning Jesus.
Yeah, and also very humorous.
And humorous.
这一段经文可以跟我们每一个今天的信徒可以来连接上的。
All of us as Christians today can relate to this passage.
那这故事里面，在记载的时候，它十三节一开始，那里就所记载的就跟前面记载到这些妇女早上去到坟墓和这些使徒到坟墓去看耶稣的空坟墓的时候，紧接着就是我们刚刚念的这一段。So
this passage talks about in the morning when they went to Jesus' tomb and found it empty.
那这段为什么这样跟我们有关呢？ 你会发现，这里记载的有两个人。
So why does this have, what does this relate to us? There are two people in concerning this.
这两个人被称为门徒。
These two people were
called disciples.
Disciples.
然后呢，这中间一个人有名字，另外一个连名字都没有。
So one of them is named, and the other one is not named.
这个有名字的这个叫做格留巴，他这个。 全本圣经只有在这里一处记载他，所以他是谁，没有人知道。
The one that's named called Cleopas, this is the only time he's mentioned in the Bible, so we don't know who.
所以换句话说，这两个不是很了不得或者很重要的人物。
These were not very important people.
但是路加把它记载的非常清楚，他在从耶路撒冷走向这个以马忤斯这段记载的非常的详细。
And yet Luke remembers these details very keenly as they're walking from Jerusalem.
让我们记得这个发生是在主耶稣复活的那一天，差不多下午到晚上的时候。
This was the day that Jesus was resurrected around mid to evening.
显然这两个门徒也听见耶稣复活的消息。
So perhaps these two people had not heard of the news yet.
所以第一个，他们两个是门徒。
So first, they were disciples.
他们也听到耶稣基督复活的信息。
And they had heard of the news.
请问我们刚刚念的时候，这两个门徒在路上是很兴奋、很快乐吗？
So were these two disciples happy when they were on the road?
是吗？ No. 他们是怎么样？满脸愁容。
They were full of sorrow and sadness.
那英文有把它翻成 downcast. I like that translation even better. 所以是不单单忧愁。
So not only were they downcast.
They're worrisome. 而且呢，非常的泄气。
They're also very
discouraged.
Discouraged.
Disheartened. 那这个字很有趣的，很有趣的。你不觉得格格不入吗？主耶稣复活，然后这两个人垂头丧气。
Yeah, does it not make sense? The Lord is resurrected, and these two disciples were downcast.
你不觉得奇怪吗？
Is it not strange?
其实你不奇怪，我也很了解。
I would understand if you didn't think that was strange.
因为我们也被称为门徒。
Because we are the disciples too.
我们也知道耶稣基督复活。
And we know that Jesus was resurrected as well.
我好像在你们中常讲了，我到各处讲到，我最喜欢看大家脸上的表情。
I love seeing the people's expressions.
大多数的人就是像这两个门徒一样。
Many people are like these two disciples.
所以我就说这段记载跟我们真的很相关。
Yeah, so this really relates to us a lot.
所以呢，其实这两个门徒呢，他们爱不爱耶稣啊？
So do these disciples love Jesus?
关不关心耶稣的事啊？
Do they care about Jesus?
他们也爱耶稣的。
And they love him very much.
但是呢，他们就好像有一个关卡在卡住那里，他就不能overcome， 不能胜过。
But it seems they have an obstacle they can't overcome.
好，那这个故事的结束是很高兴的。
Yeah, but the ending of the story is very happy.
就是这两个默默无闻的两个门徒，主耶稣和他们同行。
So it was these two very downcast, disheartened disciples that the Lord talked to.
Yeah. 当耶稣基督跟他们一同行走，
as Jesus was walking with them,
向他们显现，
as he was talking to them,
and also appeared to them.
Appeared to them.
Yeah. 那这两个人有没有改变？
Did these two disciples change?
有没有改变？有。
Was there a change?
所以称为门徒，又好像愁眉苦脸的。The so-called disciples and the one who are feel downcasted, 但是他们如果真正遇见这个复活主的话，他们会不会有改变？
Yeah, if they truly believed and saw the resurrection, would there be a change?
会有改变的。
Yeah, there would definitely be a change.
所以今天我想借着这段经文也来看我们。
Yeah, so let's examine ourselves through these.
如果假如我们像这个往以马忤路上走的这两个门徒的话。
If we were like these disciples walking to Jerusalem,
我们有盼望 ，we have hope.
We have hope.
那这里呢？这段经文虽然不长，我有几节经文，我希望你稍微留意一下，是一个蛮关键的。
Although it's not very long, there are a few scriptures that I would like to read.
一个呢是十六节
，verse 16.
英文翻的比中文对哈、啊。中文是说呢，只是他们眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
So in Chinese, it says that they weren't able to recognize him.
Yeah, 这个在原文里面是被动式。
In the original, it was
passive tense.
Passive tense.
他是就是说这个他们看不见呢，是好像是耶稣让他们看不见一样。
So it seems as if the Bible suggests that the Lord.
这个你先停在这里去思想一下。思想一下，因为在马可福音第十六章，只有两节经文，也很简短的叙述这段故事。
In Mark, there's only a very short part that also talks about this story.
他那里面就说，耶稣用一个不同的形象向他们一同走路。
In Mark, it says that the Lord used a different form to talk with them.
那这是一节你先暂时把它注意一下。
Okay, so let's keep track of this verse.
那第二个呢是三十节到三十一节。
The second is 30 to 31.
他说到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开，递给他们，他们的眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
It says when he was at the table with them, and he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. It was then that their eyes were opened and they recognized.
因为起先 他们眼睛迷糊嘛，或者被蒙蔽看不见嘛，对不对？
Because at first they didn't recognize him.
但是什么时候他们辨认出是耶稣来的呢？
So when was the moment they recognized him?
就是刚刚我们念的三十和三十一节。
It's this 30 to 31.
好，那等等我们会再来谈。好，
so we'll come back
and discuss. 然后三十三节。
Verse 33.
他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
然后呢，在三十五节里面，他们两人把路上所遇见的和掰饼的时候怎么样被他耶稣怎么样被他们认出来的事叙述了一遍。
In 35, they told people how they had recognized Jesus.
那这是三节经文，你稍微留一下。
And this is the
three Bible verses.
The three Bible.
Let's pay attention to. 好，那首先我们看见，一开始描述呢，就是有两个门徒。
So in the beginning, we talk about there are two disciples.
我们刚刚也了解这两个门徒当时的光景好像不太好哈。
And we recognize that at first they were not in a very good situation, in a good place.
他们非常的失望。
They were very downcast.
And disappointed.
Disappointed.
而且呢，好像这个失去了一些的盼望。
And they were
lose hope.
They lost hope.
而且呢，有一点失落感。They are lost. They're confused and lost. 那问题就是在这里了。为什么？
So the question and the problem is why?
我刚刚特别强调的，他们是门徒。
So I emphasized that they were disciples.
他们也听见耶稣复活的信息。
And they had heard the good news.
为什么会这样子？
So why are they downcast and disappointed?
其实我们很多基督徒，我常说基督徒中间喜乐的人好像不是占大多数哈。我希望你们不是哈。
It seems like there are not a lot of happy or excited.
对不对？这个基督徒去看 psychiatrist 好像也不少哈。
It seems a lot of Christians go see psychiatrist.
这是值得我们去想一想的。
So we should think about this.
要想一想为什么这两个门徒会觉得那样子的。忧愁那样子的没有希望那样子的难过。
So why would these two disciples be disappointed, downcast, disheartened?
那这个在这段经文里面让我们看到。
So we see it in these few verses.
好，因为他们一路走一路谈，对不对？
So as they were walking, they were talking.
谈到这连主耶稣在走到旁边，他们都没有注意到哈。
Yeah, and they didn't even recognize Jesus as he was walking.
他们在谈什么呢？在十四节，他们彼此谈论所遇见的一切事。
So what were they talking about? They were talking about everything that had happened.
好，那这里包括什么？
So what does this include?
哦，最后一个礼拜是蛮热闹的，对不对？
So this last week was very hectic.
最后一个礼拜头半段，这个大概每个人都很兴奋。
Yeah, at first everyone was very.
这个 Palm Sunday， 这上个礼拜是 Palm Sunday， 对不对？好，是主耶稣荣耀的进入耶路撒冷。Jesus entered Jerusalem in glory.
Jesus entered Jerusalem.
然后呢，两边的人都在怎么样？称什么 ？Hosanna, Hosanna.
Everyone was singing Hosanna.
很壮观了、把衣服树枝都铺在地上啊。
They were putting the clothes on the streets for him.
不但如此，他进到圣殿，他去洁净圣殿。
So as he entered
the temple, he cleansed the temple.
And cleansed the temple.
而且呢，把那些做买卖的都赶出去，把兑换银钱的人摊子翻掉了。
And he upturned and threw out the sellers and the merchants at the temple.
这很威风啊。
It's very radical.
然后呢？祭司长和文士来跟他辩论的时候他主耶稣把他们讲的哑口无言。
And as the Pharisees talked to Jesus, he
through the arguments, he overcome all this.
He overcame the Pharisees.
好，但是问题他在想所有的事情，这些都是他想要知道的事情，但是最后耶稣怎么样？
So what did he do at the end after all this?
被抓。
He was captured.
被审判。
He was tried.
Yeah. 然后呢，被钉十字架。
And he was crucified.
所以问题，我们 人来到认识我们的神，常常 会有一个先入为主的观念。
So the problem is, as we recognize the Lord, that we have a
preconceived ideas,
preconception.
所以我们来到神的面前，我们以为我认识的神，常常是我自己心里想的神。
A lot of times we come to the Lord, our idea of the Lord is really our own idea.
不完全是圣经上告诉我们的神。
It's not truly what the Bible tells us.
所以这个格留巴和他的同伴，跟我们犯了类似的毛病。
And so these disciples had a similar problem to what we often have.
因为在哥留巴的心目中间，
because in their hearts,
他的弥赛亚是一个好像摩西那样子带领以色列百姓出埃及。
His Messiah is kind of like a hero.
Yeah, it's a triumphant. 他会
triumphant
会带他就说我们素来盼望他要救赎以色列民的就是他。
He's supposed to rescue and save.
所以在他的心目中的弥赛亚是一个大有权能，怎么可以死呢？
So his Messiah is powerful and strong. How could he die?
所以在他的心目中，他不能够reconcile， 就是不能把他所看见、所听见的事情和他心目中的相信的神能够有个 reconciliation， 这个能够协调。
They can't reconcile or accept the fact that their Messiah in their mind is not the same as the.
所以他心里很苦恼啊。
So they were very upset.
Very troubled in their hearts.
Troubled.
因为怎么样呢？因为他在，所以他们一路在，他们其实是蛮关心的，所以才会在一路上谈啊。
So in a sense, they cared a lot, which is why they were talking.
他要走 7 miles， 有一段时间的哈。They have to walk 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus. 要蛮长一段时间的。好，所以他们实际上是蛮关心的，但是呢，因为他对神有自己的一种看法。
So they cared a lot, but because they had this preconception of who the Messiah was.
所以他对于所发生的事情，他不能够理解。
They couldn't reconcile themselves with what had happened.
也就是因为他满脑子想的弥赛亚是他心目中的弥赛亚。
Because in their mind, it's their own idea of who the Messiah was.
所以虽然那些妇女，虽然这些使徒来讲的见证，他也不能相信，也不能接受。
So even though the women came and told them that the tomb was empty, they couldn't accept it or recognize it.
所以主耶稣要来跟他们见面，要来解释。
So the Lord wants to meet them and explain it to them.
那这也是我们今天要小心的。
So we have to be careful of this today.
我们所信的神
，our idea of the Lord，
是我心中的神呢，还是圣经上所讲的神
？Is it what we think or is it what the Bible says？
因为呢，特别我们有从中国来的这个背景哈。
Especially us from China.
你相信也好，不相信也好，我们多多少少受了一些拜偶像的这种影响。
Whether or not we believe it, we all have received influences from other.
因为我们心目中喜欢的神是什么样的神呢？
Because what kind of Lord or Messiah do we like?
有求必应的神吗？不是吗？而且不需要不要求我要干嘛吗？对不对？
A Lord that doesn't request or require much from us.
所以，假如有这种先入为主的观念的话，那我们今天要留意了。我们所信的神是这样子的神吗？
So if we have these notions, we have to ask ourselves.
假如我们不能调整我们对神的认识，
if we don't recognize the Lord,
我们会很愁苦的。
We will go through some suffering.
好，不但如此，
so
我们对神的话不能够全盘的来接受。
Sometimes we can't accept everything that the Bible says.
Right, the whole thing.The whole package. 所以主耶稣跟他们讲了，他说你们先知所说的一切话，你们信你们的心信的太迟钝了。You are so slow in believing what the prophets has revealed to us. 他是用一个一针见血的话，他说基督怎样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
So he says, did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
但是这是圣经上一直讲的啦。
He says that this has been prophesied over.
所以你看见没有，他讲了两件事情，一个耶稣要受害，另外一个呢，耶稣要进荣耀。
He says two things, the Messiah must suffer and then enter glory.
圣经上已经讲得很明白，若不经过受苦，怎么能够进入荣耀。
The Bible is very clear. If you don't go through suffering, how do you enter
the glory? 但是呢，一般人要接受哪一个？
However, as an average person, what
当然接受进入荣耀嘛。
Of course, the glory.
对不对？为什么要受害呢？这太辛苦了。
Yeah, why would you want to suffer?
所以我们有时候对神的话，我们只接受一部分，不接受另外一部分。
Sometimes we only want to accept one part of what the scripture says.
所以主耶稣一定要来跟他讲清楚，圣经上所展示的弥赛亚。
So Jesus has to speak to them face to face. The Messiah in the scripture.
他要为我们的缘故要被钉十字架。
To suffer for us, he has to be crucified.
所以我们才能够被拯救。
So then we can be saved.
但是也是因为这个缘故，我们钉十字架的耶稣在第三天以后要复活。
And because of this, our crucified Messiah will raise on the third day.
他要进入荣耀。
He will enter the glory.
所以这是整个 picture, 整个神的启示。
So this is the scripture in its entirety.
所以我们也是给我们今天信耶稣人要一个提醒，我们不可以片面的接受，我们是有选择性的。
We have
our own picks or choice.
We like to pick and choose.
Yeah. 我们很愿意相信一个得胜的救主。
We love to talk about a saving Messiah.
Is glory as a triumphant Lord. 但是我们不愿意相信一个受苦的仆人。
But we often can't accept a suffering.
我们愿意接受神的祝福。
We like to talk about the Lord's blessings.
Right. 但是我们不愿意因着顺服神而可能有的受苦。
But often we don't like to obey the Lord in suffering.
Right. 我们愿意得到冠冕，但是不愿意背起十字架。
We like
the crown.
The crown, but not the cross.
Not the cross. 所以呢，我们最容易的一个倾向就是挑选我们喜欢的经文去相信它。
So one thing we often fall into is picking the scriptures that we like.
但是，就像我们前面讲的，我们的神不是这样子的神。
But our Lord is not that kind of Lord.
如果我们一直保持这样子的态度，我们当然会失望。
If we keep maintaining that attitude, of course we'll be disappointed.
保罗讲了一句很好的话。
Paul says a very
他说万事都互相效力。God works through all things.
God works through all things.
So that it's good for us, for those who love him.
God works all things for the good of those who love him.
万事互相效力，要叫那爱神的人得益处。
The condition is that it is those who love him.
所以我们常常把这万事，把这万字改成好事。
So oftentimes we change it to the good things.
其实万事包括什么？
So what does that really
good and bad and ugly.
Yeah, the good and the bad and the ugly.
都有的。但是有个目的的，就是要让我们爱他的人都能够被得到好处，能够成长。
Yeah, but the purpose is for us to grow and for the good of us.
最近其实恩信教会我们也碰到很多的难处。
Yeah, we've gone through some suffering recently.
那刚刚主席祷告里面也提到。
We mentioned in the prayer.
Yeah, 我们中间有弟兄姐妹身体真的软弱。
We have people that are ill.
那但是感谢主的。
But we thank the Lord.
那我们弟兄姐妹也真的在主里够成熟。
We have to be mature.
Some of us are really got mature. 所以遇见这些难处的时候，
so as we go through these difficult times,
不去抱怨。
We won't,
我听过有感谢神的。
I've heard of people that are thankful to the Lord.
我也听过神掌权的。
I've heard of people who,
he believes God's in control.
Believe God's in control.
所以这些难处临到他身上，他不是觉得是一件坏事。
So they don't think that these sufferings are.
这就所谓神叫万事互相效力的意思就在这里。
These are what the Lord considers.
好，让我们在主里面能够成长。So that we can grow in Christ.
So that we can grow in the Lord.
那在这里呢，就是 看见这两个门徒本来应该兴高采烈的，怎么会忧伤那个脸啊，离开耶路撒冷往以马忤走。
So we look at the disciples when they should have been happy. Why were they sad?
那我刚刚讲了这段经文为什么我是很喜欢这段经文的原因之一呢？就是让我们看见我们的主真是蛮有慈爱又幽默。
So I love this verse because it shows the love of our God.
我再这样强调。
I often like to emphasize.
在这路上有几个人听耶稣讲话？
How many people were listening to the Lord here?
几个？哎，对，有人答不出来，两个是没有读经文还是怎么样？哎，think about it 啊！我今天早上在反复思想这段经文的时候，我记得很早以前有一个传道人，那时候我还在念书。
I was thinking about the scripture in the morning.
A story.
And there's a story.
Yeah, 有个传道人呢，他来了我们那个查经班呢，来了一次以后，他说我以后不来了。
There was a missionary that came and said, "I'm not going to come back."
啊，因为你们这个地方人太少。
Because there are too few people here.
哎，这里有几个人呢？
But how many people are here?
哎，谁来跟他们讲道啊？看见没有？
And who went to talk to them?
看见没有？ What's the difference?
What's the difference?
主耶稣为了两个普通，他不是使徒啊，两个，一个没有名字，一个有名字，只提过一次的，居然愿意陪他们一路走下去。
The Lord was willing to meet with just two disciples and walk with them and speak with them.
我们的主好不好？
How good is our God?
啊，我们的主好不好？
How good
他看见不嫌你人少人多，不嫌你有什么身份，他就是爱我们。
He doesn't care how many or how few.
他就是爱我们，他就来亲自来陪伴他。
He cares and he loves you.
而且呢，从他这对话，你去好好欣赏的话，蛮有趣的。
And if you reflect on this, there's a lot of meaning.
他在旁边，这个两个人在那讲话，他就在旁边走。
As these two people were talking, he was walking with them.
然后呢，他就问他们：“你们在讲什么？”
So he asked them, "You know, what are you talking about?"
然后呢，这两个人就停下来。
So these two people stop.
然后转过头来看这个人。
And they turn to look at him.
英文翻的更生动啊！他说呢：“难道你是耶路撒冷唯一一个不知道发生什么事情的人吗？”
So they said, "Are you the only person in Jerusalem that doesn't know what's going on?"
所以说你这个人是从哪里来的？
Where are you from?
然后满脸愁容啊！但是然后呢，这个主耶稣很有意思。其实他们讲的事情是谁的事啊？
So it's interesting because who are
they
talking
about? 他个人的事嘛，是主耶稣自己的事，难道自己不知道？然后他还问发生了什么事？
And they asked Jesus, "Do you know about Jesus?"
你不觉得我们的主真的很幽默啊？
It's quite interesting and humorous.
明明在讲他自己的事情，他还蛮有兴趣的在听。你来告诉我，在我身上发生了什么事。
So Jesus is listening to them talk about himself.
那在这里，我刚刚讲到这十六节啊，你们不知道读这段经文的时候有没有想过啊
？So have you ever thought in this verse 16?
为什么他们两个人的眼睛是被蒙蔽的？
So why were their eyes closed from recognizing him?
那这两个人的问题就是说，哎，第一个，耶稣会不会复活？他们第一个就不大清楚。
So the first thing you ask is, would the Lord prevent them from recognizing him?
他们这两个人对耶稣会不会复活？They're not so sure. Whether Jesus will resurrect. 那另外一个呢？假如主耶稣这时候就嘡嘡就秀给他们两个人看，我复活了。
So imagine if the Lord was just, "Ta-da! I'm alive and resurrected."
哎，好不好
？Would that have been the best?
哎，不，问题就解决了吗
？Wouldn't they have just recognized?
一路上也不要花那么多功夫解释啦。
And that he didn't have to explain it to them as he was walking.
你不觉得很稀奇吗？我觉得这个有时候翻译这个，你这个有的。像这个被动的这个被遮住眼睛啊，我觉得蛮有意思的。
Yeah, sometimes it's interesting as we read how their eyes.
为什么耶稣要让他们当时看不见
？So why would the Lord temporarily prevent them from recognizing him?
就好像主耶稣在被钉十字架的时候
，It's like when the Lord was crucified.
有这个兵这个长官还是兵丁，都是假如你是神的儿子下来嘛。
The soldier says, "If you're the Messiah, save yourself."
你下来嘛，那我们就相信你啊。
If you just come down and save yourself, we'll believe.
啊，那请问耶稣嘣就跳下来，容不容易啊？
So the Lord, could he have just jumped off the cross?
他可不可以啊？
Yeah, could
那当然可以吧，他有没有做？
Of course, he's the Lord.
有没有做？
But did he?
没有做。
He didn't.
有原因的，对不对？
There's a reason.
他跳下来，我们都死光了。
If he came off the cross,
假如他不定死在十字架上，我们都死在 罪恶过犯当中嘛。
We would all be dead in sin.
所以你看见，不是那些 instant gratification 哈，就一时的这种满足哈，是对我们生命好的。
Oftentimes, not giving us instant gratification is for our good.
注意到没有？
Yeah,
主耶稣这时候根本可以向他显现嘛。
Yeah, the Lord could have just revealed himself.
但是主耶稣选择让他们不能认出他来。
But the Lord chose to cover their eyes from recognizing him.
想一想，好，等等会有答案。
Let's think about this.
同时，你会发现一路走这些可能性质，这些人都在 complain 的，这两个人都在抱怨的哈。但主耶稣蛮有耐心的听他们讲。
So as they were walking and the disciples were complaining, the Lord showed quite a bit of patience.
他要让这两个人讲出他们对耶稣对当时的情况的感受。
He let them show their emotions and talk about their feelings about.
要让他们从心里面讲出他们的失望、他们的迷茫、他们的困惑。
The Lord wanted to hear what was in their heart, their disappointment, their sadness.
蛮有耐心的在听。
He was listening with quite a lot of patience.
哎，你喜欢听人家来向你诉苦吗？
Do you like to listen to other people complain to you?
听说这个做着 customer service 的人，这个跟工人是最难找的。
It's said that customer service jobs are the hardest to find.
因为你听整天听的都是抱怨的话。
Because you listen to complaints for the whole day.
特别弟兄们，我想很少有这个耐心听人家讲话的。
Yeah, many of us might not have that patience.
姐妹大概好很多哈。
The sisters might be a little more patient.
不管怎么样。
No matter.
有谁喜欢整天听人家抱怨的？
Who here likes to listen to complaints all day?
啊，有啊，我们的主。
There is one.
我们的主。
Our God.
他可以很有耐心在听。
He listens with all the patience in the world.
啊，我记得我们早期住在日内瓦的时候。
We used to live in
Geneva, Switzerland.
Geneva, Switzerland.
那时候因为那个地方当地是讲法文的，我们能够 Christian Fellowship 哈，这个能够团契的，能够找到讲英文的就已经很开心了。
It was very hard to find Christians who spoke English there.
所以在那段时间，我跟师母两个学了一个很好的功课。
So me and my wife.
My wife learned a good lesson.
I learned a good lesson.
就是什么事情都跟神讲。
So is that we say everything to the Lord
before we talk to anyone.
Before talking to anyone else,
这个习惯一直到今天。
We have that even today.
因为我们的主是最好的听众。
Because our Lord is the best listener.
因为诗篇六十二篇第八节告诉我们。
The verse says,
他说你们众民当时常依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。诗篇六十二篇第八节。Psalm 62, verse 8.
Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
Yeah, pour your hearts to him. 他真的会听我们的这个申诉也好，抱怨也好，他就是这样的一位神。
Our God will listen no matter what.
Yeah. 也是这样子。然后呢，他可以把整本的圣经有关耶稣的事情，通通来跟他们讲解。
And the Lord is willing to speak everything regarding the Messiah in the Bible.
啊，这二十六节到二十七节里面告诉我们。
Verse 26 to 27 says.
这有什么重要呢
？Why is this important？
就是我们刚刚讲的，我们的信常常只片段的相信神的话。
Because oftentimes we only believe a portion of the scripture.
没有把全本圣经讲到神的事情，通通来了解和接受。
We don't always understand and accept the full scripture concerning the Messiah.
所以主耶稣在一路走的时候，就从摩西一直到先知，都跟他们来说明一切有关他的经文。
So as the Lord was walking all the way to Jerusalem, he spoke everything regarding him and the resurrection.
这个Campbell Morgan 很有意思。Campbell Morgan,
Campbell Morgan
很有意思。他说 ，Shucks， 他说我 miss 掉那一场这个查经。
He said, "Oh, I missed that Bible study."
因为主耶稣来解释，那真的是更不一样啊。
If the Lord was the one teaching it,
那这重点在哪里呢？就要在整本圣经里面，我们来知道所启示的弥赛亚是怎么样的一位。
So we had to examine the whole scripture to see what our Messiah is like.
那这里呢？当主耶稣从摩西一直到先知来跟他们讲解经文圣经的时候，
so as the Lord was speaking to them,
有一件很稀奇的事情发生了。
There was a very interesting thing that happened.
那不喜欢读圣经的人，你要注意一下这一段经文哈。
Even if you don't like reading the Bible, you should pay attention.
你会发现这两个人啊，那时候还不知道他是耶稣哦。
So at this time, the two disciples didn't know he was Jesus yet.
他们听着怎么样？哎呀，麻烦麻烦，你不要再讲了。
What were they saying? Ah,、oh, no, just stop talking about it.
有没有
？Right? Did they say that?
听得很入神呢。
They were very, very engaged.
越听越有劲。
As they listened, they were more and more engaged,
more interested.
And more interested.
然后呢，还要强迫，这个不是普通的 courteous invitation 啊，他是强拉的耶稣要跟他们留下来。
And they strongly invited the Lord to stay.
要干嘛呢？
What do they want?
哇，觉得跟这个人讲圣经真有意思啊！
Right, they were really interested in what he had to say.
看见没有？我们越亲近神，
as we get closer to the Lord,
我们越愿意亲近神。
We're more willing to listen and more willing to grow.
因为当我们跟神亲近的时候，
because as we're close to the Lord,
我们从神那里得来的安慰、平安、鼓励，说不尽的。
The comfort, encouragement, and peace we get from him.
所以这两个门徒强留他。
And so these two disciples strongly urged him to stay.
那强留他之后呢，到了吃晚饭的时候了。
Okay, so as they were eating dinner.
那这里呢，三四节里面讲到，他说到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开递给他们。
The verse says the Lord broke bread, gave thanks, and gave it to them.
那个解经家有很多种解释，有五饼二鱼啦，这个最后晚餐的时候都加进来了哈。那我个人我是一个 simple-minded person 哈，所以我觉得这节经文没有那么复杂了哈。基本上呢，在犹太人的家庭，他们在吃饭以前一定掰饼祝谢的。
A lot of people embellish this with many ceremonies and rituals. But as a simple-minded person,
是每个
it's a simple tradition.
哎呀，那每个晚餐这时候都会这样做的。
You always break bread before.
他们还有一个固定的祈祷文。
There's also one more fixed tradition.
而且呢，这一定是主人来做的。
And it's always the owner.
好
，does it?
那我只讲到这里。
So I'll speak.
这到底什么意思？请问耶稣是他家在以马忤斯呢，还是这两个人家可能在以马忤斯？ Whose home
whose home is this?
Yeah, is Jesus or the two disciples? 谁的？显然不是耶稣的嘛。
It's not the Lord's home.
对不对？好了，那为什么轮到耶稣去掰饼呢？
So why would the Lord be breaking bread in the disciples' home?
有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about this?
我刚刚讲了，他们的习惯是主人摆饼。
So I said earlier, the tradition is for the owner of the house to break bread.
现在谁在摆饼？
But who is breaking the bread here?
对了，
Jesus is.
他们把耶稣当主人。
They
treat him as their Lord.
They treated the Lord as.
你看见没有？一掰饼以后发生什么事？
So as you see, right when they broke the bread, what happened?
他们突然间认出耶稣来了。
They suddenly recognized him.
啊，突然认出耶稣来了。那也有一种解释，他的掰饼的时候手钉痕手看到啊， that's a very possibility 啊，是可能的。但是我个人觉得是 deeper than that。
Some people say, as he was breaking the bread, they saw his hands and saw where he was crucified.
Right. 那所以呢，在这里，我们什么时候真的能够认出耶稣来？就是我们让 耶稣做我们真正的主。
So as we see here, when do we truly recognize the Lord? When we recognize Him as our personal Lord.
所以在我们的一生里面，假如我们真的把耶稣当主的话，我们很容易认清楚耶稣是什么样的一位主。
If Jesus truly is our Lord, it is easy for us to recognize Him.
同样的，当我们把耶稣真正迎接到我们里面，成为我们个人的主的时候，我们的生活、生命都会改变的。
So as we accept Lord, as the Lord as our Savior, our lives will truly change.
所以在这个紧接着下面，就说到，他们就彼此说，在路上我和他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
So they said, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked to us on the road?
所以当主耶稣跟我们同行的时候，
as the Lord speaks to us,
他来听我们讲，
and as he listens to us,
他也来跟我们讲，
and he will speak to us,
让我们能够明白圣经上有讲一切有关他的事。
And the Lord will help us understand the scriptures concerning him.
当他们真的这样做的时候，他们就能够认出耶稣是主。
So as the disciples truly treated him as the Lord,
当一认识耶稣是主的时候，他们至少有两个改变。
So as they made the Lord their Savior, there were two
changes. 一个是内心的改变。
One is the change within.
就像这刚刚念的这段经文，他说他在跟我们解释圣经的时候，我们心里岂不是火热吗？
As they said, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked?
他这个心不是心思，这是 it's not mind.
Oh, it's not the mind.
It's our heart. 是我们的情绪，我们的感情。
It's in the heart.
Our emotion.
Yeah,
our passion. 所以换句话说，当我们真的认出耶稣基督的时候，我们里面会有感动的。
As we recognize the Lord, we'll have a change within.
然后呢？这个心里火热，我还比较喜欢英文的 on fire, that's even better. 就是说因为接触到这个复活的主，我们里面就会有很大的改变。
Because of this saving grace, we have a change with it.
原来一个灰心丧胆的两个门徒，
what was originally disappointment and sadness in the disciples?
你看有多奇妙，多令人兴奋的改变。
You can see how wondrous and how glorious a change it was.
他心里突然间火热起来了。
Their hearts became alive.
所以当我们真的和主亲近的时候，
so as we truly draw close to the Lord,
他就会带来给我们心中的盼望和平安。
He'll bring us great joy and peace.
而且让我们更认识他，更依靠他。
And he'll help us to recognize him more.
当我们真的知道他，依靠他的话，
as we truly know him and depend on him,
那你的忧虑就不见了。
Your worries will fade.
你的惧怕也就不见了。
And your fears will disappear.
原因很简单。
It's very easy.
我们信的神是一位从死里复活的神。
We believe in the Lord because of the life he gives us.
他已经战胜全宇宙最难的一个问题，死亡。
He's already conquered and won the battle for us.
有人说你跟什么人打架都可以不要怕。我有一种人你不能跟他打架的。
Some people say, you can don't fear no matter who you fight, but there's one person you cannot fight.
是什么样的人啊？不怕死的人。
A person who
不怕死的人，你千万不要跟他打。他是 do anything to fight you. 好，那这里也是，当我们看见我们的主是一个得胜的神。
As we see the Lord.
He is a victorious God.
A victorious God.
他胜过死亡，胜过罪恶。
He conquered sin and death.
这世上还有什么东西可以怕的？
What else can we fear?
所以自然而然你心里没有惧怕，心里就会火热。
So naturally we'll feel the passion.
其实当我们即使在基督徒中间，我们也是一样。
So actually as Christians too, we're the same.
其实我们和基督徒在一起假如你去谈股票了，谈时事，我相信越谈越沮丧的哈。
So even among Christians, as we talk about stocks, the more we talk, the more we...
Every global news 都会 make us sad. 但是假如你在谈我们的神的时候，
However, when we talk about our Lord,
谈神在我们身上工作的时候，
we talk about the way God works in our lives.
我可以告诉你，本来冷淡，本来丧志灰心的人，
Cold and disappointed people will...
就越谈越有盼望，越谈。假如你有难过事情、痛苦的事情，千万不要一个人。
So if you're alone or if you're sad, do not be alone.
要和信主的人在一起。
You should spend time with believers.
在教会里我们有个聚会叫做团契。
We have a fellowship in the church.
Fellowship, right?
Fellowship.
Yeah. 我知道我们中间大概有一半以上 还没有这个机会参加团契。
More than half of us haven't attended fellowship.
我很盼望借这个机会来介绍基督徒真的要和别的基督徒在一起。
I want to urge you guys that the Lord wants us to seek fellowship.
圣经上有一个很好的比喻。
There's a very good example.
他说呢，我们不去参加聚会，不去团契的话呢，就好像在这个点火里面，把火里面一个柴抽出来放在一边。
It says if we don't have fellowship with other believers, we're like separating a coal from the fire.
不要多久，那个柴就冷淡，然后就熄了，火就熄灭了。
The flame will go out by itself.
团契是让弟兄姐妹彼此鼓励能够让我们对神的信心能够再一次被激励起来的。
Fellowship lets us encourage one another and grow in the Lord together.
那在这里我们看见我们的主他亲自来到这两个灰心丧志的门徒的当中。
So we see as the Lord comes to these disappointed and sad disciples.
因为和主耶稣同在，他们心里就变得火热。
Because of fellowship with the Lord, their hearts.
这是第一个，里面心里会改变。
So number one, there's a change within.
另外一个呢，会在行动上会有改变。
Number two, your actions will change as well.
因为这里告诉我们，他们立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
So it says they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
这讲的是马上。
It said right away they got up.
马上就起来就回耶路撒冷。
And they returned to Jerusalem.
要记得哦。
So you must remember.
这两个门徒要留耶稣基督和他们同住，就说天色已经晚了你要留下来了。
These were the disciples that said, "It's late. You should just stay with us."
那现在，他们回耶路撒冷的时候，天色是比较更晚呢，还是不更光明呢？更晚了。
And suddenly, as it got even later, they got up and they wanted.
我不知道当时的这个治安好不好，这个晚上大概走路不是很安全哈。
Yeah, probably wasn't safe back then.
可是
，but
他们不介意
，but they didn't mind.
立时起身。就回耶路撒冷。
They got up at once and returned to Jerusalem.
这是180的转弯。
This is a full 180 change.
因为他们离开耶路撒冷就是灰心了，因为耶路撒冷是所有门徒们聚集的地方。
Because as they were leaving, they were sad and disappointed.
他们已经很灰心丧志，算了吧，罢了，就回到以马忤去了。
Yeah, they just wanted to return and they were done.
但是现在改变了。
And now you see there was a great change in them.
所以当一个人真正遇见复活主的时候，
So when someone truly takes the Lord as their Savior,
他们不但心里火热，
Not only will they have a change within,
在他们人生里面有一个很明显的改变，
There will also be a very visible change in their life.
他人生的价值，
Their
value,
Their values,
他们的 priority, 这优先次序，
And their priorities,
还有他们的规划，
And their manners,
planning of their life, yeah, 整个都会改变的。
Will all change.
那至少发生，我别人我不知道，至少发生在我自己的身上。
I don't know about any other people, but I know for myself that is a fact.
这个我从小就是追求的，我想跟很多中国人都一样的。
From when I was little, I was very
like every other Chinese.
I was like every other Chinese.
读名校。
I'm sorry.
Go to good schools.
Go to
读名校一定要在一流的这个机构里做事。
And find a good job.
The first work in the first grade institutes or places 要的是吗？那个对我讲五指，我没有完全五指哈，还没有那么厉害但是我那满脑子就是要自己出名嘛。
Yeah, but my whole mind was filled with being successful. Yeah,
感谢主。
Thank God.
信主以后
，After I believed in the Lord,
这些都不重要了。
These priorities were no longer important to me.
因为认识神以后，这不是我的人生的最重要的事情。
Because once I recognized the Lord, those weren't what was most important.
真的，一个真正认识神的人， 以前觉得、哎、非常重要非有不可的东西
truly truly when you believe in the Lord the things you used to consider important
现在觉得也没怎么样嘛、
you no longer had the same
你不觉得吗 我们人生就是看你的价值观
yeah, do you guys agree
对不对 你的价值观改变的话以前觉得很了不得的东西现在觉得真的没有什么
Some of the things that you used to hold.
你不信的话，我举个我们小朋友的例子好了。
Yeah, let's look at a kid example.
小孩子会不会为了一个玩具跟别的小孩子打架的？
Will kids fight over toys with another kid?
那个玩具也没什么了不得。
Yeah, the toy itself is not.
对不对？可能是个玩具熊啦。
Whether it's a bear.
Teddy bear, 或者是一个会动的 truck 啦。
Or a remote control car. Truck.
请问他到二十岁还会为这个东西跟人家打架？
When the child becomes 20, is he still going to fight over this little toy?
会吗？不会，他价值不一样了。
His values have changed.
对不对？所以我们当我们真正认识神之后
just like us, when we truly recognize the Lord,
什么重要，什么不重要，完全不一样了。
What's important and what is not important completely changed.
更有一点，他们两个人回到耶路撒冷，就是要去跟那里的门徒分享。
So as we see, these disciples return to Jerusalem to meet with the other believers.
因为这是藏不住的，一个人真正遇见复活的主。
Because you see, someone who truly believes in the Lord.
他心里的喜乐和这个兴奋。
The joy and the peace they have within themselves.
他忍不住要去跟人家分享的。
They cannot help but to share with others.
所以他们就回到耶路撒冷去跟门徒们分享。
And so they got up and returned to Jerusalem.
有一个美国的牧师讲了一句话，我觉得蛮有意思的。
There's a different pastor who said something that I think is very meaningful.
我先用英文，然后试着用中文翻哈。What a difference would it make in our church services if everybody who gathered came to tell about meeting the living Christ? 什么呢？他说我们教会的这聚会啊，会有很大的不同。如果每一个来到聚会的人都能够在聚会的当中分享他们怎么样遇见这个复活的主。听明白了？希望这句话不是对我们讲。因为为什么？来到聚会的人都是和我们复活主有关系的。他来到聚会里面会讲什么？
What do you talk about here?
会讲什么
What do you talk about?
感谢主 Somebody is still alive 一定讲神的作为嘛
You talk about the Lord
因为对他讲很兴奋嘛对不对
Because it brings a lot of joy
是不是假如来聚会的人我们满脑子就世界上的事情的话 你把什么东西带到聚会来
What if you brought a lot of worldly problems and matters into here?
我不用讲嘛，对不对？看韩剧的会带什么来？看股票的会带什么来？喜欢 gossip 的人会带什么来？你想就知道嘛，对不对？
People、
但是，
like,
sorry.
Are the people who like gossip or soap operas?
Right.
What would they bring?
Yeah. 但是来的人都是每天都跟神有 one-on-one 交通的，经历到永生神的人。
But what about people who have a one-on-one relationship with the Lord every day?
他会带什么来
？What would they bring?
所以下次聚会的时候，确定一下哈，你带什么来哈
？So next time, why don't we think what do we bring?
That will make a big difference in our church services. 这才能够真正的来让我们看见我们教会的聚会会有很大的不同。
We can see a great change in our church.
我们读的这段经文是讲了两个很平凡的门徒。
This scripture talks about two very
ordinary disciples. 但是也让我们看见神不嫌弃这两个平凡的门徒。
But we also see that the Lord does not overlook these two.
他亲自来到他们面前与他们交谈。
He comes personally to these two disciples.
和他们一起同行。
And he walks with them.
以至于他们本来灰心丧胆的变成心里火热。
You see the disappointment and sadness turned to joy.
本来要远离耶路撒冷的现在要回到耶路撒冷。
Instead of leaving, they want to return to the other disciples.
今天我们想借着这个信息 我们自己来问问自己。
So today we should reflect and examine ourselves.
我真的相信耶稣是我的复活的主吗？
Do I truly believe that Jesus is my Savior?
你相信而且经历他今天仍然活着吗？
Do you truly believe that he was resurrected today?
你相信在你困难沮丧的时候，他会与你同行，与你谈心吗？
Do you truly believe that in your suffering and sadness, the Lord will be with you and comfort you?
让我们用一首诗歌来做我们今天这段。